Devoured Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Devour the Podcast. I'm your host, Dave, and I'd like to thank you for joining me tonight. Tonight's feature presentation will be the beginning of the Paranormal Activity trilogy. I will be reviewing, obviously, the first Paranormal Activity film. And for It Came From the Instant Queue, I will be reviewing the film Humanoids from the Deep, which is now currently available on Netflix Instant Watch. Really quickly, before I get into It Came From the Instant Queue and everything else, just finished up the Decade of Horror series over on Devour the Blog. 2009 and 2010 have been posted, so you can go check those out if you like. If you follow me on Twitter, you probably saw the other night that I was doing commentary while I was watching Humanoids from the Deep. If you are interested in following me on Twitter or seeing me do Twitter commentary during films, you can follow me at ddelamorte, and I will be posting, I'll be tweeting periodically to let my followers know that I'm going to be doing commentary for a film. It's occasionally very funny and sometimes pointless, but it makes things a little bit more interesting. Really quickly, I will be reviewing at some point the Nightmare on Elm Street remake, possibly even doing running commentary during the film. We'll see how that goes. But there will be a review of that coming, and I will keep you up to date on that. So, pretty much I think that's it for pre-show stuff. Check out devourtheblog.wordpress.com. You can email me, centerbydave@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at ddelamorte. Like Devour the Blog on Facebook at facebook.com/devourtheblog. Leave a rating on iTunes so I know that people are actually listening. And yeah, feel free to, you can get in contact with me with any of the ways I've just mentioned, as well as the ones that are presented at the end of the show, in case I'm talking too quickly right now. So, without any further ado, let's go ahead and jump right in to It Came From the Instant Queue.
It Came From the Instant Queue.
For this week's It Came From the Instant Queue, I'm reviewing the 1980 film Humanoids from the Deep.
They're coming. Humanoids from the deep. A tidal wave of rampaging creatures surges from the dark and violent sea to conquer the earth.
Maybe intelligent enough to perceive man as a competitor.
Why the girls?
It's my theory that these creatures are driven to mate with man now in order to further develop their incredible evolution.
Awake to a terrifying riptide of humanoids from the deep.
We think we know where these things come from, but we have no idea how many there are.
The Earth plunges into a battle for the survival of the fittest, when man is the endangered species and woman the ultimate prize. Anywhere you run, anytime you stop, they will find you. Doug McClure, Anne Turkell, Vic Morrow. Humanoids from the Deep.
Scientific experiments backfire and produce horrific mutations, half man, half fish, which terrorize a small fishing village by killing the men and raping the women. Directed by Barbara Peters, written by Frank Arnold and Martin Cohen, and then starring Doug McClure as Jim Hill, Anne Turkell as Dr. Susan Drake, and Vic Morrow as Hank Slatery. Oh my god, this movie was fucking awesome. So, I believe this was a Roger Corman production. Yeah, I think he produced this movie. This is absolutely hilarious. Hilarious. I don't know where to begin with this movie. So, last week's episode, I reviewed Hostel 3 and Sandman. And last week's episode was not really a good episode for me because Hostel 3 was terrible, and the original movie I had planned to do for It Came from the Instant Queue is something called It's My Birthday, or It's My Party and I'll Die If I Want To. I got about 20 minutes into it, shut it off because I was bored to tears, and decided I'd do Sandman instead because it was a movie I liked and could actually get a decent review out of. So this week, as I was just trying to figure out what the hell I was going to do for It Came from the Instant Queue, I was looking at my Instant Watch. And I saw Humanoids from the Deep. I'd added that a few days ago, and I was like, you know what? I'll watch that, because if it's bad, I could probably get a decent review out of it. If it's good, I can get a good review out of it. And holy shit, this movie was fucking awesome. So, right now, I want to make it perfectly clear that this movie is absolutely ridiculous. As you heard in the trailer, there's the they claim that the fishmen are raping the women. So, I'll get to that in a minute. But anyway, so our story starts out in this fishing village or fishing town, and this group of couple of fishermen go out on their boat with the son, and they catch something in their net. They're trying to bring it up, and you know, everything so things are just going awry left and right. The kid forgot to put the gas in the winch motor, and then the motor for the boat goes out, and eventually, the boat blows up and kills everybody on board because they caught one of the humanoids from the deep was in their net and it got away. But anyway, and it killed the kid, which was pretty hilarious. So, that's the first 10 minutes of the movie. The first 10 minutes of the movie, we see a kid get killed, and then three adults on the boat get blown the fuck up. So, right there, I was like, okay, this is probably going to be a lot of fun. And sure enough, from there on, this is just a ridiculous roller coaster of nonsense. This is absolute popcorn flick, just nonstop fun. The creatures themselves, the humanoids from the deep, are the most fucking absurd thing I've ever seen. These are just terrible guys in rubber suits that are just covered in slime to make them look gross. The special effects themselves for the wounds and things look really awesome and are really graphic for considering it's a 1980s B movie. But the humanoids themselves are so fucking ridiculous that it's and the rape scenes are okay. Let me clarify right now: rape is not funny. Rape is not a funny subject. It's not something that should be joked about. But I couldn't take the rape scenes in this movie seriously at all. Because they were the equivalent of taking a giant stuffed animal and bashing it on top of a Barbie doll. That's literally what these rape scenes were. It was just screaming girls with their tops being torn off, and then a guy in a giant rubber fishman suit flopping on top of them in a vaguely sexual manner. It was the funniest shit I have ever seen. And if you follow me on Twitter, you probably saw some of my commentary about this while I was reviewing it, and about fish rape. So, the fishmen are attacking bikini-clad girls and flopping about on top of them in an attempt to procreate with them, I guess. There's an Indian man whose name is Johnny Eagle, who is against this cannery coming into the town. And there's, like, really honestly, there's all this subplot bullshit going on in this story about there's a cannery coming in to this town, and there's also this scientist who's trying to genetically engineer larger salmon. Really, none of this stuff matters because Johnny Eagle, who doesn't look Indian at all, he looks like an Italian with a seriously bad tan, and talks like every terrible, you know, Native American stereotype you've ever seen in a movie. It's really, really terrible. But yeah, he's fighting against this cannery. He doesn't want to go in. And the town assholes are against it, or against him, and they want the cannery there. And then the assholes go and blow up his shack out in the woods or wherever the fuck it is downriver he lives. And then they get attacked by a couple of these humanoids from the deep, the fishmen rather. And then they go back to town and they're like, oh, his house was attacked by these fishmen or whatever. It really, this movie is ridiculous. There's not really any story or plot to this movie, other than giant fishmen coming out of the water and flopping around on girls and killing people. It's ridiculous. There's really, if you try to follow this movie for its actual storyline, you're just gonna be disappointed because there's really not any storyline to this movie. I mean, there's a plot, I think. I mean, this movie ran for an hour and 19 minutes. And there was something going on besides fish rape and ridiculous men in fish suits, but most of the storyline just got lost in the shuffle because it really didn't matter. I was too busy laughing hysterically at the fishmen. And it really, that's the best part of this movie, is the special effects of the people who get killed. The graphic violence is hilariously awesome. The special effects are great. Tons of blood. The fishmen themselves look absolutely absurd. And it's just, it's a great 80s monster movie. This is also actually was previously called, also known as Monster in the UK. And if you watch this on Netflix Instant Watch, it actually pops up with that title card of Monster. I was kind of confused at first and I looked it up online. But this movie was fucking awesome. It's an hour and 20 minutes. You will not regret watching it. If you enjoy these kinds of, and this is the kind of bad monster movie that's really actually very entertaining because it's so bad. And it's not one of those bad movies that I watch and I can't stand because it's bad. Because there is a difference between a good bad movie and a bad bad movie. Yellow Brick Road was just a bad movie. Hostel 3 was just a bad movie. But this is an entertaining bad movie. You can't help but laugh at the fishmen themselves because the costumes are so ridiculous. And the rape scenes are absolutely the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen because, like I said, it's guys in fish suits flopping around on top of people. It's fucking hilarious. And the movie ends with this wonderful, just giant climactic battle where the fishmen attack this festival that they're having on the docks. And it's chaos and mayhem, and the fishmen are attacking, and people are getting killed left and right, and things are blowing up. It's fucking awesome. I loved every minute of this movie. So I would give this a, honestly, this movie is a 5 out of 5. If you haven't seen it, you really should. It's an absolutely hilarious movie to watch. It's not a good movie by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a fun movie to watch. It's one you can watch with a group of friends and enjoy for what it is, which is basically just a goofy B-movie. And it's a hell of a lot better than most of the stuff that gets released on the Sci-Fi Channel that's passing for, you know, this type of science fiction run-amok nonsense that always gets pushed off, like, you know, Mega Shark and all that bullshit. So, Humanoids from the Deep, a.k.a. Monster, I absolutely loved it. I highly recommend it. 5 out of 5. Definitely worth your time watching on Netflix Instant Watch. So that's about it for that. And let's go ahead and jump right into our feature presentation with the review of Paranormal Activity.
And now our feature presentation.
For this week's feature presentation, I'll be reviewing Paranormal Activity.
Def camera on. My girlfriend Katie, she thinks there's something in the house. I don't know.
You believe me, right?
I think we're gonna have a very interesting time capturing whatever paranormal phenomena is occurring or is not occurring.
Windows unlocked, doors unlocked, alarm is on.
Hearing a weird sound.
Something's here. I feel it breathing on me.
Footsteps in, but there's no footsteps out.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
If you do try to play games with it, that's inviting it in.
Jesus, looks like something bit you.
It's not the house, it's me.
You cannot run from this, it will follow you.
I'm in control.
You're not in control. What's happening to me?
This thing left a message.
If it's not a ghost, what is it?
After moving into a suburban home, a couple becomes increasingly disturbed by a nightly demonic presence. This film was written and directed by Oren Peli, starring Kate Featherston and Micah Sloat. Where to begin with this fucking movie? So, first off, I'd like to say that I have seen this film before, twice before, actually. And the first time I saw it, I watched it about 1 o'clock, 2 in the morning, in a dark room. And it was actually really scary at the time, because it was 2 o'clock in the morning and it was in a dark room. The second time I watched it with the riff tracks, which is hilarious and proves how really poorly, how just terribly terrible this fucking movie is. And I sat down just recently to review this for the show today, and I gotta say, I really didn't like it at all. It was just fucking boring. There's not a whole lot that goes on. Basically, if you haven't seen this movie came out in 2007. It tells the story of these two characters, Micah and Katie, who are being tormented by some sort of paranormal entity that apparently has been following Katie around since she was a little girl. And Micah, in his infinite fucking wisdom, decides that he's going to get a camera and document everything. First off, Micah is probably one of the most unlikable characters that I've ever seen on a, you know, in a film. He's fucking obnoxious, he's an idiot, and completely ignores what his girlfriend is telling him when she says she doesn't want, he shouldn't be antagonizing this thing, and he proceeds to do so anyway. So fuck him, and his obnoxious, he's really one of the most obnoxious characters in this fucking movie. He refuses to listen to what Katie's saying, and he really, I have no sympathy for him whatsoever. Katie at least sort of feel bad for, because she's stuck with this idiot. But again, neither of these characters are particularly likable. Actually, I take that back. Katie is fairly likable. She seems like a nice enough character. Micah, however, is an idiot. So, they start taping, and for the first 20 minutes of this movie, nothing fucking happens. And then a door moves by itself. Ooh, spooky. I know, right? So, that's basically how this movie goes. Long periods of fucking nothing, and then something small happens, like there's a noise, or a door moves, or there's a shadow, or a light flicks on. This is not a scary movie. It's scary if you're watching it in a dark room by yourself at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you're in that prime state to be scared like that. But otherwise, this is not a scary movie. It's really pretty fucking stupid, and really dull, to be quite honest, because like I said, nothing happens, and one of the main characters is so fucking obnoxious, I wanted to punch him through most of the movie. They have a psychic come into the house who warns them against using a Ouija board, and what does Micah go ahead and do later on? Buys a Ouija board. And not just your typical, you know, Milton Bradley, $25 off the rack at your local toy store Ouija board. Not even the special glow-in-the-dark one you can buy. He gets the most fucking satanic, evil-looking goddamn Ouija board he can find. And then after his girlfriend yells at him for having it in the house, it bursts into flames. Because, you know, that's scary. So, the ending is okay, I suppose. I'm not crazy about the kind of the subplot they add towards the end of the film about possession, which just is unnecessary. And you know what? Fuck it. Spoiler alert, I'm going to spoil this movie right now. Katie ends up being possessed by whatever the hell this thing is. She kills Micah, and they do the stupid demon face, the YouTube demon face that got overused in Grave Encounters. They use it in this one, too. So there you go. Spoiled the movie for you. I just saved you an hour 25 minutes of your time. Now, if you've not seen this, and you really want to see it, I would say either watch it alone, in the dark, at night, when, you know, it's really late and you can let yourself get caught up in it, or watch it with the riff tracks, because the riff tracks makes it so much more entertaining to watch, because they tear this movie apart. Honestly, I was bored to tears while I was watching this movie just now for this review. And I have no idea how I'm going to manage to get through the hour and 38 minutes of Paranormal Activity 2. And God only knows how I'm going to get through the probably hour and a half of Paranormal Activity 3 when I get around to watching that one. So, I don't recommend this movie at all. Just don't. if you've seen it and you liked it, that's fine. Please write in and tell me why you enjoyed it. But personally, it's not a good movie to me. It's very dull. I mean, speaking from the special effects standpoint, the special effects are fine. The camera work is more or less alright. The directing, I guess if there is any directing going on, is fine. But one of the main characters is completely obnoxious and unlikable. And there's really not a whole lot that goes on for most of the fucking movie. There really isn't. Nothing happens. It's not so much paranormal activity so much as it is paranormal inactivity. There's nothing that fucking happens. And I'm not saying that, it needs to be, crazy shit going on all over the place. But, people were claiming this to be this terrifying movie. That is really not. I mean, maybe the first time you see it, if you watch it in a dark theater with a bunch of other people. But really, it's all just jump scares. It's not particularly an actually scary movie. There's nothing scary happening. It's just jump scares. It's loud noises. It's things closing. It's stuff moving on its own. That's all it is. That's why it's scary. That's why it seems scary, because it's just sudden jump noises that are supposed to spook you. Paranormal Activity 1, I do not recommend this movie. This gets a... you know what? I gave it a 2 out of 5 on the Netflix. I'm going to give this one a 2 out of... give it another 2 out of 5 here. Not as bad as... not worthy of a no-star review, but not a good movie. It was honestly just boring. I'm a little afraid of how I'm going to survive part 2 and part 3. Hopefully those are mildly better than the first one, but who knows. So, that's enough of this paranormal inactivity for me. Thank you so much for joining me this week on Devour the Podcast. Next week, I will be continuing on with the Paranormal Activity Trilogy with Paranormal Activity 2 for our feature presentation, along with whatever I happen to find for It Came from the Instant Queue. If you have any comments, suggestions, questions, anything you'd like to get in contact with me about, you can email me at cinemadave@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at ddelamorte. Like the show on Facebook at facebook.com/devourtheblog. Leave a comment on the blog or on the iTunes. That would be helpful so I know you're listening. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the show, and I'll see you next week. To contact Devour the Podcast, you can email us at cenobitedave@gmail.com. That's cenobitedave@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at ddelamorte. That's capital D, DELLAMORTE. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/devourtheblog. You can subscribe on iTunes, search for Devour the Blog, or visit the website devourtheblog.wordpress.com. Our intro song is entitled Gloom Horizon by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com.